for Christians. It is the night Jesus shared the Last Supper with his disciples. And tonight we will hear the words of the gospel writers describing the events that led to the arrest of Jesus, the betrayal by one he loved, the desertion by his disciples, his trial, and his crucifixion. The office of Tenebrae is an ancient rite dating back to the 12th century. Tenebrae means darkness or shadows. Candles are often lit and extinguished, leaving the worshipers in darkness. Tonight, our service will conclude with all of us praying the Lord's Prayer. We don't have a benediction, we don't linger, we don't greet each other, and this follows the tradition of remembering how the disciples fled in fear and confusion after the crucifixion. Pastor Glenn, would you call us to worship?
Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and is to come, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom and priest to our God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Great and good God, give us pure hearts that we may see you, humble hearts that we may hear you, hearts of love that we may serve you, hearts of faith that we may live in you, reverent hearts that we may worship you. Unite us now in the love expressed through Christ in his suffering on our behalf. Although we are in our homes, we are one in your spirit. Bless us where we are as we worship you together. We pray this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Displays. wish of a million hearts that break in dumb despair. Oh, crucified Redeemer, these are your cries of pain. Oh, may they break a selfish heart and love come into rain.
Our scripture lesson tonight comes from the book of John, chapter 18, verses 1 to 11. When he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was an olive grove, and he and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the grove, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said. And Judas the traitor was standing there with him. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, "Who is it you want?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." "I told you that I am he," Jesus answered. "If you are looking for me, then let these men go." This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled. "I have not lost one of those you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?"
They crucified my Lord. He never said a mumbling word. They crucified my Lord, he never said a mumbling word, never said a mumbling word, never said a mumbling word. They nailed him to the tree. He never said a mumbling word. They nailed him to the tree. He never said a mumbling word. Never said a mumbling word. Never said a mumbling word. They pierced him in the side. He never said a mumbling word. They pierced him in the side. He never said a mumbling word. Never said a mumbling word. Never said a mumbling word. He hung his head and died. He never said a mumbling word. He hung his head and died. He never said a mumbling word. Never said a mumbling word. Never said a mumbling word.
Jesus and the disciples had finished their supper together, that Passover supper, and he and his disciples were heading toward a private garden, an olive garden, probably one that they had been in many, many times, according to the scripture. On their way to the olive grove, they must pass by the brook Kidron. They can't miss the sight and the smell of blood. It's everywhere. Why? Because it is the celebration of the Passover, and every pilgrim has bought or brought an animal to be offered as sacrifice on the altar of the temple. Thousands upon thousands of lambs were sacrificed on the temple altars to atone for the sins of the people. The blood of the lambs washed down the temple steps and into a channel that carried the blood straight to Brook Kidron. As they sat in the peaceful grove, Judas arrives with an army of soldiers to arrest Jesus. The Bible tells us that Jesus knew what they were doing and he went out to meet them. And Jesus is fully in control of the situation. His first question is not, what are you doing or who is it that you want? One of the soldiers declares, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus answered, I am he. Jesus knew full well what he was doing. He was signing his own death warrant. When Moses stood on sacred ground before the burning bush and asked the name of God, the eternal God replies, I am who I am. And this is Jesus' answer as well on this fateful day. Not just once, but three times he declares, I am he, I am the one you want. The meaning is unmistakable. He has nothing to hide, nothing to fear, and nothing to lose. At the same time, Jesus' answer protects his disciples. He has forced the soldiers to be very clear about whom they were seeking. It's Jesus and only Jesus, and his disciples are safe. Jesus is taken to the chief priests of the temple, who have already decided that they wanted to be rid of him. They have no cause to execute him, nor do they have the authority under Roman oppression. So they send Jesus to Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor who has the authority. And so Jesus finds himself before Pilate for questioning. We really know very little about Pilate from a historical standpoint. He was a very minor official in the Roman Empire. Historians of the day do suggest that this was a man of dark and evil character. We do know that the person assigned to this God-forsaken backwater place known as Judea, at least that's what the Romans thought of it, must have done something to incur the wrath of mighty Caesar. And Pilate stayed in Judea for 10 years. One legend says that Pilate was married to the niece of Caesar and that he had been involved in a plot to overthrow Caesar. But the emperor took pity on his niece and chose not to execute her husband and instead banished him to the worst duty a Roman soldier could have, Judea, among these rebellious Jews. There are incidents mentioned of Pilate ordering the slaughter of Jews on several occasions, so there was no love lost here. When Jesus is brought to Pilate for trial, Pilate makes a great show of trying to prove Jesus' innocence. I've always thought that this was more to thwart the religious authorities than any proof that Pilate particularly cared about Jesus or justice or finding the truth. But Pilate's most revealing words come when Jesus declares to Pilate that his whole purpose in coming to the world was to testify to the truth. And in his cynicism and his soullessness, Pilate replies, what is truth? These are words that have rung down the ages. Pilate had his chance. Pilate stood in the presence of the light of the world, and he chose darkness. To put off the decision a while longer, Pilate sends Jesus to be scourged, to be whipped. Maybe that will satisfy the religious leader's bloodlust. Perhaps he hoped Jesus would die as the result of the scourging, as many prisoners certainly did in those days. But scourging is not enough. No one can remain neutral. Either Jesus is the Messiah, or he is a liar and a blasphemer. The religious leaders have made up their minds. and he is handed over to be crucified. In the end, the Jewish religious leaders play their trump card. Considering the triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, they make the charge that Jesus had set himself up to be a king. So the charge is no longer one of blasphemy against the Jewish God, but rather high treason against mighty Caesar. If Pilate had released Jesus and word had reached Rome, then Pilate himself might have found that he was to be executed as well. He gives in to the Jewish authorities and orders the execution of Jesus by crucifixion. Let us listen now to the accounts of these events as told by those early gospel writers.
Shadow of betrayal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him, one after the other, "Surely not I, Lord."
Shadow of the unshared vigil. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be grieved and agitated. He said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." When he came back to the disciples, he found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "So, could you not stay awake with me 1 hour?"
Rest. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign saying, "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." At once he came up to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, do what you are here to do." Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and arrested him.
"Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled, which say that it must happen in this way? At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds, 'Have you come at me with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day, I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But all this has taken place so that the scriptures of the prophets may be fulfilled.' Then all the disciples deserted him and fled."
Thank you. shadow of denial. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas the high priest, in whose house the scribes and the elders had gathered. But Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest. And going inside, he sat with the guards in order to see how this would end. Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A servant girl came to him and said, "You also were with Jesus the Galilean." But Peter denied it before all of them, saying, "I don't know what you're talking about." When he went out to the porch, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." Again, he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Certainly you also are one of them, for your accent betrays you." And then Peter began to curse, and he swore an oath, "I do not know the man." And at that moment, the cock crowed. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." And Peter went out and wept bitterly.
Shadow of the Crown of Thorns. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him.
The shadow of the cross. When they came to the place that is called the skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing.
Shadow of desolation. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two.
In mercy flow. beyond hope bound. When Jesus groaned, a trembling fear seized all the guilty world around. When Jesus wept the falling tear, in mercy flowed beyond hope bound. When Jesus mourned, the trembling fear seized all the mercy guilty world around.
The shadow of death. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Were you there when the sun refused to shine? Were you there when the sun refused to shine? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when the sun refused to shine? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there causes me to tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.